I'm Leah Lerner. John A. Logan College plans to offer its classes online only after Thanksgiving break. Vice President for Instruction Dr. Melanie Picard says while all courses, with the exception of some clinicals, will finish this semester and final exams online, college services will remain open, including advising, financial aid, and testing services. Picard said that all plans remain fluid and are subject to change if the governor issues a directive shutting down the campus. Registration for the spring semester is currently underway at John A. Logan College. Classes are scheduled to begin on January 11th. Health leaders in Southern Illinois are imploring people to pitch in to help stop the spread of COVID-19, especially with holidays on our doorstep. Dr. Marcy Moore Connolly is Chief Medical Officer for Southern Illinois Healthcare. She says bed space is tight in the organization's hospitals because of COVID-19, and she's urging people to follow the new guidelines for smaller gatherings.
You know, we have resources. We're doing some amazing work and trying to stretch those resources, but there is a limit. And so really, you know, urging the community to understand where we're at and for everybody to do their part.
60 patients were on the COVID units yesterday, the highest number since the pandemic began. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker took time at his daily briefing yesterday to recognize healthcare workers who are being pushed to the brink as COVID-19 surges. Pritzker said healthcare workers have gone from being saluted on the outset of the pandemic to being ridiculed now.
Nurses and nurses' assistants are once again pulling double shifts. Respiratory therapists are back to working increasingly long hours to keep people alive in the ICU.